Our scripture for the day is Psalms 105:41. He opened the rock, and the water gushed out like a river. It flowed in the desert.
Today's prayer. Lord, you have quenched my thirst so many times in my life. Jesus, you are the living water. When I drink of you, I will never thirst. I praise your name, Father, for your provision. Amen.
Thought for today. I don't know how many of you have had the fun of wandering through the desert, but I spent a lot of my youth in the desert. Think about how parched the barren desert is, and imagine how it drinks a spring downpour. I remember when I'd be out in the desert, the refreshingness of a light rain. Imagine that you are in the desert, and a refreshing rain is the presence of God, the living water, Christ your Lord. Also remember being in the desert when it would rain hard. You wouldn't really think about it, but then you'd look off in the distance and see the clouds and the rain. And that's when you had to realize that it was raining hard, and that that rain would come down the dry gulch. It's kind of like the presence of God. We seek Him and we seek Him and we seek Him, and sometimes we feel like we're in a dry gulch. But then the presence, the living water, flows over us so gloriously. Oh, praise you, Jesus. For today, the action is try to wait sometime, as long as you can, to quench your thirst. Let yourself get really thirsty before you take a drink. And then remember to praise Jesus, because He is the living water.
Today's treasure is found in Habakkuk 3:3. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. Today, I want to read you something that will show you a little bit about what it means to find the living water. Joe was a drunk, and he was miraculously converted in a Skid Row mission. Before his conversion, he gained a reputation as a derelict and a dirty wino for whom there was no hope. But following his conversion to Christ, everything changed. He became the most caring person at the mission. He spent his days there doing whatever needed to be done. There was never anything that he was asked to do that he would consider beneath him. Whether it was cleaning up vomit left by some sick alcoholic or scrubbing toilets after men had left them filthy, Joe did it all with a heart of gratitude. He could be counted on to feed any man who wandered in off the streets, undress them, and tuck them into bed. One evening, after the mission director delivered his evangelistic message to the usual crowd of solemn men with drooped heads, one of them looked up, came down to the altar, kneeled to pray, crying out to God to help him to change. The drunk kept shouting, "Oh God, make me like Joe, make me like Joe, make me like Joe." The director leaned over and said, "Son, wouldn't it be better if you prayed for God to make you like Jesus?" After thinking about it for a few moments, the man looked up with an inquisitive expression and asked, "Well, is he like Joe?" Think about it. Do others see Jesus in you?